Welcome back, listeners, to Sandman Stories Presents, a folklore podcast where I read you to sleep or until the next story. I'm your host, Dustin. Today we are back in the Book of Ecuadorian Folklore, recorded by Mario Conde. This is the second episode in my yearly Halloween series. In the story, a man gets seduced by a plate of shrimp. Can he escape the clutches of La Tunda? And for a little bit of background, Esmeraldas is a section of Ecuador that has a large Afro-Ecuadorian community, and this is a story from their culture. And a big thank you again to Mario Conde for letting me cover your stories. Okay, let's begin. La Tunda. La Tunda is a spirit in the body of a woman who inhabits the wild scrubland of Esmeraldas. Adults and young people, men and women, boys and girls, everyone has at some point heard of her or listened to her seductive songs, or have smelled from afar the irresistible aroma of her cooking. Some, like Uncle Pascual, have endured her presence up close. According to Uncle Pascual, the oldest of all the old men in Playo de Oro, La Tunda is a robustly built black woman with one leg in the form of a large wooden whisk and a scarf on her head. She lives up in the hills and comes down to the streams to bathe and fish for shrimp and crab. She knows how to cook, sing, and pray, and she can transform herself into whatever form she wishes, man, woman, or animal. With these talents, she's able to bewitch the black men and women who live along the Ecuadorian coast and carry them away to live with her in the bush. Uncle Pascual tells us that many, many years ago, he went to bathe in the river. He was resting, stretched out on the beach, when he heard an extraordinary song, different than any sound he had ever heard uttered by birds, monkeys, reptiles, or any other inhabitant of the bush. Startled, he stood up and tried to head back into town, but it was too late. At that moment, he heard a mysterious song. Ooh, 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 and caught the mouth-watering smell of fried shrimp. Uncle Pascual had heard that if someone should come across La Tunda, they should run away saying, "Ay, carajo!" The smell of the food, however, was so irresistible that he advanced deeper into the bush. He had not gone very far when he reached a clearing in the dense undergrowth. There, with her back to him, and crouching in front of three stones, forming a kind of campfire, was a robust woman preparing food, from which drifted a delicious smell. Feeling faint, Uncle Pascual inched towards the woman. He was shocked and surprised from head to toe when the woman turned around. She wore a scarf over her head. She had a twisted nose and pencil-thin lips, and a transformed body held up by one human leg and one large wooden whisk. Uncle Pascual crossed himself, but La Tunda ignored the sign of the cross and offered him a steaming plate of shrimp. Captivated by the exquisite aroma, Uncle Pascual began to eat ravenously. With each bite, the shrimp melted in his mouth. The food was so delicious that he finished it in no time at all and was left wanting more. Without moving from where she was standing, La Tunda offered him a second plate. Again, Uncle Pascual ate eagerly. Each bite seemed better than the previous one, and in the meantime, it seemed to Uncle Pascual that La Tunda was changing. At first, he noticed that her nose and lips were not as ugly as he had thought. By the third plate, the body of the woman wasn't deformed. On the contrary, she possessed a figure as equally tempting as the food. He asked for a fourth plate, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh, until he could not ask for more. By the end, La Tunda was more than beautiful. She was a stunningly attractive woman. Her whisk leg had disappeared, and her headscarf enveloped curly locks that shone like the river water at noon. When he later related the story of his encounter that morning, Uncle Pascual said that the last thing he remembered was the feeling of never wanting to leave La Tunda again. The following day, the news of Uncle Pascual's disappearance disturbed the tranquility of Playa de Oro. His relatives and closest friends, suspecting that La Tunda had gotten him, called Don Hilario, Uncle Pascual's godfather, and left to search for him. The friends made their way into the bush, carrying holy water, rope, and a large double-sided drum called a bombo. When they arrived at the clearing in the midst of the underbrush, they discovered human footprints and the telltale trail of a whisk leg. They were certain that Uncle Pascual had been entundado, bewitched by La Tunda. Alarmed, the friends attempted to follow the footprints, but in leaving the clearing, they had to make their way through dense undergrowth vegetation. Without another solution, they opened a path with a machete in hand, singing Maria Pastora, Piedad Maria, a religious song La Tunda did not like. Don Hilario, meanwhile, shouted to his godson, "Pascual, Pascual, here is your godfather." But the only response he received was silence. Hours upon hours passed as they walked and sang in the hot scrubland, until the rustling of dry leaves put them on alert. At that moment, the person carrying the drum began to beat it monotonously as the others ardently chanted the song Maria Pastora. They sang and played, they played and sang, and suddenly the thick brush quivered sharply as if a beast were trying to escape. It seemed that the drumming and singing of Maria Pastora had scared La Tunda off, but it was necessary to prevent Uncle Pascual from following her. So Don Hilario began to shout with all his strength, "Pascual, Pascual, do not go over there. Come quickly over here, or else La Tunda will carry you away." Silence. The brush, thick with branches, didn't move. It was said later that the thousands of insects living in their bush fell quiet, their songs hushed. Then a path through the thicket opened violently, yielding to a human figure, clothing torn to shreds and a body covered in mud. It was Uncle Pascual, who snarled and bared his teeth like a wild animal cornered. Don Hilario and the others wrestled with Uncle Pascual, grabbed hold of him, and tied him up with ropes they had brought with them. "Now we have him," said Don Hilario. "Give him the holy water." Upon contact with the holy water, the bewitched man shuddered from head to toe, vomited something black and viscous, and fainted. Uncle Pascual explained that he did not awake until the next day, but they kept him tied up at his house for almost 3 months until he was slowly disenchanted, freed from La Tunda's spell, and had regained his sanity. When he recounts the story, Uncle Pascual tends to recite the following verses. "La Tunda used to be flesh and bone, but never liked to cook, so she escaped into the bush in order to live without work. There she became La Tunda, seeking those to enrapture. To her brothers and sisters of earth, her spirit appears, then captures." The end. I love that La Tunda was seducing people with plates of food. I changed the story ever so slightly because of the anti-blackness in the original story. There were remarks about how big and wide her nose and lips were, and then they aligned to more white European standards of beauty. So I changed those around. Still, I love that a story from the Afro-Latino community in Ecuador was in this collection of stories. Thank you for listening to the second installment of my Halloween extravaganza. And to you I say, thank you, happy Halloween, and good night.